is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner. She writes the Middle of Somewhere column, following America during the pandemic, coming out of the pandemic, and it's summertime. And New Alexandria, Pennsylvania. This is Westmoreland County, which Selena tells me is not far from Pittsburgh, 15 miles or so, but Demolition Derby. Selena, a very good evening to you. I recall Demolition Derby the moment I read this. I didn't know I had this memory of it being on television, probably in the 1950s, black and white set in a wavy picture. Great fun, much excitement. I thought that it had disappeared, so we better do a definition. The Lions Club Demolition Derby in New Alexandria, Pennsylvania. What is Demolition Derby? How does it work? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me on. Demolition Derby is this classic American experience. It began back in the 30s when farmers would go out and grab any old clunker. Traditionally, they were like tin Lizzies or an old truck, old Model Ts, and they would race around a track, traditionally at a county fair. And the way the rules go is there is a buzzer that goes off. They have X amount of minutes to try to off another member, another car on the track, and then the buzzer stops, and whoever is left goes on to the next round. And, you know, today the cars are still beat up, but the drivers put a lot of money into that beat up car and, you know, to make sure that it continues to run, that it can handle a large impacts. And it's just a really very American experience.
The rules are that when the car doesn't move anymore, you're eliminated. Is that, I can't remember how you eliminate
yes.
people.
When the car can't move anymore, you're out. But if the car can still move, no matter how slowly, you're still part of the game. You're still in the game. And people pick cars that they love when they come in by the color or the driver, the color of the vehicle, and or some people follow people around to different derbies to watch them compete. There's you know, a generous surprise at the end of the derby. And, you know, it's just good family fun.
Yes, and there's a photograph accompanying your article in the Washington Examiner. I see that we do not have elaborate stands for the fans, but they are above the action, and there does look to be some safety. But let's move to who's running the Demolition Derby. You said there were 25 drivers, but there are a lot of people there, and automobiles can be dangerous. So tell me about the Lions Club Demolition Derby. What is a Lions Club for the younger people who don't know, Selena?
The Lions Club is a fraternal organization. It began like many of them, like the Elks, like the Kiwanis, Rotary Clubs, right around the World War I. And these were this organization, like the other ones, are what I call do-goody organizations. They serve their community. In particular, organizations or peoples that are often in the gap or government cannot help. And so that's the Lions Club was formed in Chicago to meet communities' needs. It grew very, very rapidly. Helen Keller gave a speech at one of their early conventions challenging them to help the blind. And that mission stuck, and they've been very instrumental in a lot of efforts to accommodate people without sight. They're also the ones that brought Little League baseball to our country, and they're the ones that if you drive through a small town, a medium town, or a large city, often a local baseball field is sponsored by the Lions Club.
You spoke with Randy Batcher, president of the New Alexandria Lions Club, and they're running this event. They run it with volunteers, and they raise money for worthy causes, I can imagine, especially coming out of the pandemic. So tell me about the volunteers. Are they members of the Lions Club? Because he indicates they have more volunteers than members.
Yeah, the membership is shrinking dramatically. The volunteers come from some of the baseball teams that they sponsor. That comes from the volunteer fire departments. They financially support four different volunteer fire departments in Westmoreland County. A lot of them are rural ones, and these volunteer fire departments are the first people on the scene in a major fire in for buildings and houses that are often remotely located. So their services are incredibly important. So you saw a lot of the firemen and the policemen and policewomen out there acting as volunteers for the event, directing traffic. They're behind the stands serving the homemade funnel cake and hot dogs and french fries and sodas. And they're also surrounding the track to make sure if anyone gets hurt or any debris flies, that they're the first ones on the scene.
Randy Batcher observes, and you mentioned there are other clubs, Kiwanis, the Elks, the Rotaries, the Lions Club, that they're challenged to find younger people to join the Lions Club. What does he tell you is the reaction from young people in town? Because they see their fathers and mothers enjoying the Demolition Derby. Why the reluctance?
We have a culture that is very, unfortunately, self-serving. It's all about me. Not me, but, you know, it's all about self. And the call to service has diminished in our country. You know, all you have to do is look at our military. We're less than 0.5% of people in this country serve. It's a cultural problem, and I don't know how we get around solving it. You know, you can only, you know, ask someone to join and to help so many times. If they're not willing or compelled to do it, we have a problem in our culture.
And Randy doesn't have a solution right now. This Demolition Derby seems to be a great attraction. So I'm going to go back to the Demolition Derby. You say that the rules require you to have competition. The farmers in the old days, there would be three or four gathered around the barn. But you had 25 contestants in this? 25? Are these professional Demolition Derby drivers? Or are they local guys who want to take a shot at it?
It was a mix of both. Which makes the competition even more interesting. On that particular night, a local kid won it. And there were some men and women who were competing that, you know, do this for a living. So, you know, the underdog can win in these circumstances.
And the Lions Club finds this successful. They raised a lot of money. Everybody had fun. Is this the first coming out for Westmoreland County from the pandemic? Are we looking at the early days of people getting back together, Selena?
Westmoreland County, we're probably about 2 months into coming out. People, it's a more rural county. And the cases were lower than the highly populated, highly concentrated areas. The schools were open here since last August. People certainly came. I mean, I walked through the parking lot. There were license plates from all over the place. So it sort of proves that there might be other places that aren't as open as Westmoreland County was, and they were looking for something to do on a warm summer night.
And was this one of the counties where the ER shut? Remember, you did that reporting in the darkest of the pandemic because local hospitals couldn't sustain their staff. They weren't getting any. Nobody was coming to the hospital. Was that in Westmoreland as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Think about that. I'm going to break so many stories.
I know, but it was a strange twist that people were not going to the hospital. So the small local hospitals had to lay off
That was Washington County. Thank you. Correction. That was Washington County, which is south of Pittsburgh and borders Ohio and West Virginia.
Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner. She writes the Middle of Somewhere column. Westmoreland County, New Alexandria, celebrating return to summertime activity, watching people drive cars banging into each other for sport. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.